live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in studio, I have Angie Zeller, who is the Associate Superintendent at Eaton Intermediate School District and has a new title coming that's going to be added to her card. And that's why she's here today. She will be the administrator of the Relevant Academy. Good evening, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi,
Very
Cheryl.
Good. I'm thrilled to have you in here. After having this program introduced to me and the Relevant Academy introduced to me, I thought, boy, this is something people need to know about. Why don't we start with what Relevant Academy is, and then we'll go from there.
Great. Relevant Academy is a public school academy. It's a high school, and it's a virtual learning academy. So it's a combination of a high tech and a high touch. Where students will take virtual courses using Michigan Virtual University, and we'll also have a high focus on relationship building skills. This was formed in Eaton County, so it'll be the Relevant Academy of Eaton County, and the intent is to put a safety net, a support for kids who have dropped out of school and who want to reengage and get their diploma.
Some of the reading material. Some of the reading material that I had about it, I liked it, and I wanted to read just a little bit of it here. It said that the Eaton Rapids School District will help launch the program that will blend face-to-face learning with online learning to re-engage youth.
Yes.
Ages 16 to 19. And I thought, boy, that's really well, you know, it's kind of a synopsis of what you just said, because we're talking about people 16 to 19 who have dropped out of high school, who have dropped out of
yes.
a traditional high school. And until now, they may be lost out there. I mean, there's not really a place for them to go. Where did you come up with the idea? I understand this is kind of your baby, Angie. And how did it get to where we are today, where we're getting ready to launch pretty soon?
It is. I've worked with an incredible team of people who have helped put this together and really had very strong support from our local districts and Eaton ISD and Al Widener, our superintendent. So it really takes a lot of folks to put something like this together. There are a couple of similar models in the state that are happening in other pieces of the state. And we took a look at our data as a county and just identified it's epidemic, really. We just have too many kids as a state. Who are dropping out of school and who are not reengaging. Superintendent Flanagan put out a dropout challenge to all of us as educators. And so this is one piece that we identified in Eaton County that we needed to put a focus on and to put some programming together that would help reengage these kids in a flexible, engaging way that could be kind of tailored and directed to each student's needs.
And I kind of touched on it before, but who is it that you're looking for to work in this program?
Students ages 16 to 19 years old who have dropped out of school and who want to reengage and earn their diploma and be successful.
Where will classes be happening with this school?
Classes will be held at Greyhound Central in Eaton Rapids. This is in partnership with Eaton Rapids Public Schools.
Okay. We're going to do a little bit of the nuts and bolts right now. You have an open house coming up tomorrow evening, I guess.
We do. We have an open house tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. That will be held at Eaton Intermediate School District in Charlotte. And this is a great opportunity for any interested potential students, parents, grandparents of potential students to learn about what will it be like to be a student of the Relevant Academy.
And no, go ahead.
No, just in how might this get them to where they want to be to earn that high school diploma and move on to work or college.
And I imagine it's exciting for parents who have had children drop out of school for one reason or another to be looking forward and knowing that there's a place out there. Have you been hearing kind of buzz about that, of people being excited about this happening?
We have, actually. We've gotten quite a few calls in the last few days, and there's really kind of a buzz out. And a few parents that I've talked to specifically really are excited about the potential.
Okay. Now, you're enrolling now, and I'm impressed. I mean, this is getting off the ground the end of this month.
Yes. Classes start January 31st, and we'll start with our first pilot of 30 kids. to get started. So we're accepting applications for enrollment now. And once we hit 30, we'll be off.
Well, and there's certainly the opportunity for expansion as well in other areas. And I guess some other areas are looking at this as well, this kind of a program.
Yes.
I love the phrase you used earlier. You said high tech and high touch. And that's the kind of thing that people in this age range will get excited about, the idea of high tech and high touch. And talking about that phrase as well as social skills and so forth, in reading material with you and in talking to you, this is going to encompass all areas of these students' lives in a way that you may not see in a public school, most certainly.
Yes, actually, we're working to hit really the three key pillars of relationships, relevance, and rigor. And we're doing that in a way to bring the rigor of the Michigan Virtual University content, the relationships using Dale Carnegie Training's youth leadership training, and that will really give kids a good basis and a foundation of goal setting, of attitude management, of working well with others. I mean, how real 21st century work skills, and the relevance piece of the Relevant Academy using career readiness tools so that kids will have a good perspective of where they want to go and why these are important skills that they need to get there.
I'm guessing that guidance is a huge part of this. For one reason or another, they were not successful in a public school.
Right.
And you are making this so individual for each student to help that student be successful. It may not work for the other 30 kids sitting there, you know, or working in the school, but
right.
for this person it will, and then the next person will have another, you know, kind of personalized program. That's the understanding that I'm getting.
Absolutely. The model really allows us to do that. The affordances of using the technology allows us to tailor the curriculum in the order and in ways that it's just not possible without the technology. We're bringing in teacher mentors who are highly qualified teachers as well, who will be work individually with the students, and that's outside of the teachers who will be teaching the courses, and then have a relationship coach on site.
I'm fascinated by the Dale Carnegie aspect of mm-hmm. this as well. That's certainly something I didn't get, and my children didn't get in public schools. And really dealing with the whole person, I guess, and teaching skills that are life skills for lifelong.
Right. And that's the intent, and that's what we're really trying to put together, especially for these group of kids who maybe need a extra kind of a more tailored curriculum and a more tailored environment than others had, and that the interpersonal skills are highly needed. I mean,
certainly. Well, in this age group, in any age group, you and I run across folks every
right.
day who could use some of these social skills
yes.
and so forth. What about the flexibility? That has to be a big part because it may have been a teenage mother who dropped out of school for that reason or something. And you may need a job at that point. If you dropped out and had to get a job and live on your own or something, you know, flexibility has got to be a part of this.
Absolutely, it is a part. And that's, again, another thing that the technology affords. With a seat time waiver from the Department of Education, I think the department's really working, and as are we as educators, to remove some of the traditional barriers to students being successful.
What about funding? Is this something anybody has to pay for? Or I'm curious about where money came from to get this going.
It is it's a public school academy, and so students who are enrolled as public school students, and so the same funding that pays for our public schools would pay for this as well.
Very good. And it's not a GED, you know, when we were talking about it,
right.
this is an accredited high school.
Yes, it'll be a high school diploma, a Michigan Merit Curriculum Diploma, which is our state certified curriculum. That'll be used. It'll be an actual high school diploma that kids will earn.
Are there some community organizations that are jumping on with you and seeing the value in a program like this and excited to have it in the area?
There are, actually. The Eaton County United Way has been a big partner in the planning team and in helping us, as has Michigan Works. We're working pretty tightly with Michigan Works to really bring a community schools approach so that we can do what we're really good at and we can bring in other community organizations to do what they do really well.
I think it's important. We have about a minute left to go over again. Tomorrow night is the open house. Where and when?
The open house is at Eaton Intermediate School District. That's in Charlotte. It's at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. And how can people contact you via either website or phone number if they're interested, either they're the ones looking or folks, parents looking?
They can call 517-541-8949 or visit the Relevant Academy at relevantacademy.org.
Very good. Well, Angie, I think this is a brilliant idea and program, and I'll look forward to checking in with you and seeing how it's going for you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Angie Zeller of Relevant Academy, the new administrator with the Eaton Intermediate School District, associate superintendent as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.